In absentia, Birshus, Rav Bednar, Shem, Teske, Glatu, this is their time slot in terms of the Hashkafa class. So I appreciate it that they lent me this time slot to speak about Lag BaOmer. I don't, even though I have notes in front of me, I just thank you for the time slot. Even though, yes? I don't mind. No, okay, I'll start it. You can start again. Okay, again, Birshus Kesky and Rav Bednar for the time slot. Thank you. I have notes in front of you. I'm not really sure what I'm going to say or how long it's going to be, but I'll just sort of speak in flow of consciousness. You've been in Eretz Yisrael, most of you, for more than the few months that we've been here, and you've, I think, noticed very much there are certain areas in which Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz have very, very distinct distinct customs, ways of life. One of them is Chol HaMoed, where in America, for many people, it's a day of work. It's really a day of Chol, in which you have a longer davening. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's really a moed, mamish, it's a moed. People get dressed up, yontif davening, kotel is packed, etc. Hanukkah, Purim, and Eretz Yisrael are part of the Rishus HaRabim, not just part of the Rishus HaYachid, mamish, concept of Pirsum Enisa. And probably the most extreme distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is in terms of Lag BaOmer, where in America, at least when I was in YU 5 years ago, aside from a little bubble in the five towns called Esh Kodesh, it's still not on the calendar, other than sports events of the various yeshiva high schools, sports competitions that somehow are obliquely linked into the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva or Bar Kochba, who kind of hid their revolt plans by playing sports in Mashu, because I haven't figured out exactly the connection. I guess it came with someone from the dreidels, you know, it's from Hanukkah, it's a crossover. But in Eretz Yisrael, this is part of Israel. It's nothing, in other words, this goes far, far beyond Meiron. In other words, that every secular Jewish child will know that this is a day in which he's going to have a bonfire. This is a day in which the Chadorim and the Beis Yaakov schools have vacation. They don't have vacation on Rosh Chodesh, but they have half a day off on Rosh Chodesh, but they're all off on Lag BaOmer. And the question is, what exactly is going on? And when you add in, you know, it's the hundreds of thousands of people who go to Meiron, what exactly is going on? So I want to suggest an approach that makes sense to me, but again, you know, everyone should have freedom to reject that which I'm saying. We have more than one day in the calendar that can serve as a special day, even within the same realm. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah speaks about Arba Rosh Hashanim Heim. And so Yitachain also that there are Arba Yimei Matan Torah, that we have the original Matan Torah, Shavuos, that was Bishaito Matan Kol HaTorah Kula. Ato HaReisa LaDas, everything was with the Beis Halevi has a beautiful long section where everything was on the Luchos, the Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, and Torah Sasod. It was all built into the Luchos, and that was meant to be L'chatchila, and then with Chet HaEgel, everything had a restart, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu broke up Matan Torah into different sections. On Yom Kippur, we had a recreation of Matan Torah Shebichsav. The Luchos were not the same Luchos. They were only the Luchos of Torah Shebichsav. They didn't contain any longer Torah Shebaalpeh. Torah Shebaalpeh certainly existed. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinim Sarva Yoshua. But the Matan Torah of Torah Shebaalpeh is usually viewed as Purim or Hanukkah or both. Dafka those Yom Tovim that are Divrei Sofrim. Kiyimu v'kiblu, kiyimu mashikiblu klal. In terms of Hanukkah, we went through the beautiful understanding of Rav Hutner. In terms of the Yavan, brought about a shichacha, bitula shel Torah zohi kiyuma the blossoming of Torah from the time of the Zugos, the time of Golos Yavan. And then there's a third Matan Torah, again a fourth, if you start off with Shavuos. Shavuos included everything. Then it broke down that Yom Kippur was Torah Shebichsav, and Purim and Hanukkah Torah Sheba'al Peh, and Lag Ba'omer is the day of Matan Torah of Torah's Hasod. By its nature, Torah's Hasod is Sod. So you're not going to find that which I am saying black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. What we do find is that we have in Siman Taf Tzadi Gimel the Minhagi Avelus of the Misa of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. The Machaber points out that Noagim Shal Estapir Adlag Ba'omer She'as Pasku Lamus, and that we should begin our return to normalcy from the morning of Lamed Dalet. And the Rama says, "V'dinos Elu Ein Noagim Kedvarav Elam Estapirim B'Yom Lamed Gimel Umar Bimbo Ksat Simcha." What is the source of the Marbim Bo Ksat Simcha? So the Prima Gadim points out that Ulay Yesh Eze Ta'am De Bacharu Dafka B'Yom Lamed Gimel Ba'Omer Dafka L'Histapir Bo V'Lomar Mixus Hayom Kekulo. In other words, Ksat Ta'am, but it's unclear exactly what the Ta'am is. The Ta'am is not the fact that the Talmidim ceased to die, because that the Mechaber himself mentioned, and yet at the time of the Mechaber it was not a day of Simcha. But we do find over here everything. I called Torah Mazal, Afilu Sefer Torah Shebehechal. I was going into Maariv last night, and someone called me over and pointed out to me this Gra, and so I want to share it with you because I think that it has a lot of emes. So in the Bir HaGra, in the Shulchan Aruch Umarbim Ksat B'Simcha, the Gra says, Kemoshe Kasuv B'Sof Ta'anit, Shebo Pasku Mesei Midbar. So if one opens up the Gemara of Tainus over there, in other words, the parallel to Pasku Mesei Mispar Midbar and Pasku Talmidei Rabbi Akiva is clear, but the Mechaber knew that as well, and yet there was no Simcha Dafka in terms of Pasku Lamus. So we're back to normal, but that's not necessarily a day of Simcha, because Pasku Lamus. So in the Gemara in Tainus, it's the very last blot of Tainus. Over there, the Gemara is searching for the reasons of the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av, and it goes through the various options. Sorry, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, as to whether that was the day that Hutar Shevet Bin Yamin Lo Bava Kohol, Hutru Ashvatim Lo Vozeh Bezeh, etc. So there is a day. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Yom Shekolu Bo Mesei Midbar, Di Amar Mar, Ad Shelo Kolu Mesei Midbar Lo Haya Dibur Im Moshe, Shenemar Vayihi Kasher Tamu Kol Anshei HaMilchama Lamus Vayedaber Hashem Elai. Elai Haya HaDibur. In other words, the Gemara doesn't say that the reason for the Yom Tov of Tu B'Av is because that happened to be the day that Kolu Mesei Midbar. But rather, because Kolu Mesei Midbar, Ad Shelo Kolu Mesei Midbar, there was no Dibur of Moshe. This was the day the Dibur of Moshe was re-established. That's what Rashi points out. De Amar Mar, Lefikach Yom Tov Hu. Lo haya Dibur in Moshe biyichud uvechiba. Ki dechsiv ayedaber Hashem Eilai Leimor. Eilai nisiached ha-Dibur. That the uniqueness of the day of Tu B'Av is that the Dibur returned to Moshe with all of its yichud and chavivus. That's what the Gra over here is quoting. Umar bin besimcha kamoshe kasa besof tainus biyom she mesu pasku mesim midbar v'chule, namely that Lag Ba'Omer represents al pi Torah's hasod a day in which the dibur flowed from Hakadosh Baruch Hu the chavivus ubi yichud on a plane that had not existed up to that point. And exactly what was that day? So there is a beautiful, beautiful sefer called Ad HaGal HaZeh that was written by Rav Yaakov Hillel. He should live and be well. He's a Mekubal who lives in Yerushalayim, Rav Yaakov Moshe Hillel, which he goes through all of the theories of what was the Gal, what was the Lamed Gimel, Ad HaGal HaZeh. And probably it was either that was the day of the Idra Rabbah, that was the day in which the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gathered all his Talmidim before he died and shared all that he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavivus uv'yichud, or it was the day that all began. The Hilula of Shimon bar Yochai is the day that he received smicha from Rabbi Akiva, and smicha creates an ish mipi ish, and all of Torah HaSod is Torah Rabbi Akiva, which came to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, but Rabbi Akiva is really the repository of Torah HaSod, and Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the reflection of Rabbi Akiva, as we will see. So within the world of Torah HaSod, Lag BaOmer represents a unique shefa that of Torah HaSod that entered into the world. Just an aside in terms of the concept of Torah HaSod, and then we'll get to Rosh Hashanah Bayochai, and we'll get to Meron, and we'll get to Lag BaOmer. There is a sefer that was written by the Ramchal called Adir BaMarom. I don't have a copy of Adir BaMarom. It's on. It's in the Otzer HaChochma. There's a very nice edition in the Otzer HaChachma. In the introduction, it points out that when that Sefer came to the Gra, he put on his Yontif clothing. Previously, he had seen the Mesilas Yesharim of the Ramchal. And after seeing the Mesilas Yesharim, again, the makor of these stories, I can only trace it back to as far back as Rabbi Eliezer Gordon of Tells, who said that Ish Mipi Ish, that when the Gra got a hold of the Mesilas Yesharim, that he said that had the Ramchal been alive in his time, he would have gone to greet the Ramchal, would have gone beregel to greet the Ramchal. When he got the Adir Mamarom, he was ecstatic. The Adir Mamarom basically talks about the Idra of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. And in, in other words, we do have that Rav Kook has a sefer called Musar Avicha, in which in the second perek, Sidur Kochot HaNefesh B'Darkei Avodat Hashem, he quotes from the Adir BaMarom. He quotes here an edition which Daf Zayin, in the edition that's in the Otzer HaChachma, it's about Daf Yud Zayin, where the Ramchal gave the mashal of the Mabul and the Teva. Shedome lo haya ha'idra, Rashum ba Yochai alav ha'shalom, sha'tikunim nitkanu bifnim ha'idra, kamoshin nitkan ha'olam kulo, ayadei gidul ba'alei chayim v'aspakas mezonam b'toch ha'teva. Lo haya efshar litpashet ba'olam, mitzad midas hadin, etc. al penei kol ha'aretz. That there are times in human history where you can have tikunim gedolim, tikunim atzumim, but they have to remain as an esoteric Torah, because the world simply is not ready for it, like Noach had everything in the Teva, and then Noach sent out the Orev and the Yonah to see whether the world is now ready for that which he prepared, the world that he built, the mini world that he built in the Teva, and at first the world wasn't ready, and then finally it was ready, and only then did it move from being esoteric to being exoteric. Only then, v'yafutza ma'notecha chutza, did everything explode. And so the Ramchal says that this is what happened within the world of Torah HaSod, that you had the Rashbi who received this Shefa from Rabbi Akiva, and then in the Ma'arav from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Torah HaSod, a whole different level of interpretation of Torah, not anything that replaces anything in Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh, but Shivim Panim LaTorah. And this remained as an Ishmi Piish, as we know from the Gemara in Chagiga, until Rishonei Sfarad, in which at that time the Zohar came out of its box and the Ramban began writing Al Derech HaEmes and Rabbeinu Bechaya Al Derech HaKabbalah. And then the next explosion was the time of the Ari in Sfat. And the next explosion, even though the Ramchal was writing this, was the time of the Ramchal, which Kanera he sent out his birds, but they gave him the wrong message. And he was put into Chayrim, and his Sfarim were burnt, etc. Namely, that he preceded his time. Like we speak about in the time of Rav Nachman Breslov, there were many Hasidic Rebbeim who were very much against his Derech. The Saba of Spolka was very much against his Derech and said he's not wrong; he's just ahead of his time. So now the time has come. But you know, for Rav Nachman, but the Ramchal in his time it was ahead of his time. So after the Ari, the next explosion was the Baal Shem Tov and the Gra, each to their Talmidim, the Tanya and Nefesh HaChayim. And then, now, in other words, the world Ikusa de Mashiach, or Shivas Tzion, and that this you know, it's that it, that the Torah requires not only that it exists, but it also has to have a fertile greenhouse in which to be able to vegetate and to grow. So this then is you know is the is that which stemmed from that Matan Torah of Torah of Torah Sasod in the time of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Iker, in other words, clearly clearly there is a tremendous amount of knowledge of Chochmah within Torah Sasod. There are olamos and there are spheros and there are parts of the neshama v'chule, and there's a lot to learn. But the yesod, that which the Baal HaTanya basically put into the Sefer HaTanya, and that which the Nefesh HaChayim put from the Torah's Hagra into the Rav Chaim Volozhin into Sefer Nefesh HaChayim, the yesod is Nasa Adam Bitzalmeinu Kidmusenu. The yesod is who we are, and at least as important, what is our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is our connection to all of Klal Yisrael? What does it mean to be a Tzelem Elokim? What does it mean to have a Cheluk Eloka Mima'al within us, that one can create, that in reality, when all is stripped aside, then Kudsha Brichu, Torah, Knesset Yisrael are Chad. That there is this tremendous, tremendous unity, which creates a tremendous ahava, which is mutual in all areas. In other words, usually that which is going to Nefesh HaChaim is the fourth shahr, which is the ahava of Klal Yisrael to the Torah, and the ahava of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. But what stems from Shahr Aleph, Beis and Gimel, is the tremendous ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, and the ahava of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That all of Torah Sasod is Torah Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, Kol HaTorah Kula Kodesh V'Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kodashim. Torah Sasod is one long Shir HaShirim. It's one long love story. The Zohar, write it down some. Yeah, that we have in the Zohar in Chelek Beis, Afayim Beis, Il Molei Hayayade Ben Enosha, had only we been aware of Goldo Rechimusa Derachim Lankut Shabrichu Li Yisrael, of the tremendous Ahava that Kosh Baruch Hu feels towards Klal Yisrael as a whole, and towards each and every Jew as a prat, Havi Shagin Kikafirta, we would roar like lions, Umarimin Livushayhu, where we were in cloaks, we would lift our cloaks, Lamirdaf Abasre, that we shouldn't trip in terms of our running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would just run to embrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is just waiting to embrace us. That's all Shir HaShirim, Ani L'dodi V'dodi Li. That is what we find in terms of the core of Torah Sasod. And this love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his qualities, gave us the ability to make tikkunim, to metaken ourselves. This is all of Oros HaTshuva, of Rav Kook. In other words, that it's all linking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a question of Dveikus, of Knesset Yisrael being on Kisei HaKavod, and the Kisei HaKavod as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as can be, and that we're all part of that Neshama Klalus, and that everything that happens to the Klal happens to the individual, everything that happens to the individual happens to the Klal. Everything is all interconnected, and the whole purpose of creation was to give us the ability to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's partners, to make us one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all of Torah Sasod. Is it something which, if you don't know, you can't be a good Jew? Chas v'shalom. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim speaks about at the end of Shaar Rishon. The Iker is to do mitzvos. That's the Iker, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. He gave us mitzvos, and we should do mitzvos, and that's the Iker. Everything else, all that underlies it in terms of who we are and what we can do and how we can do it. If we know it, hopefully it'll be a sefer musar. It'll add to our hargosha of hakaras hatov to Kadosh Baruch Hu and add to our feeling of inner obligation to be good Jews and to do mitzvos and to daven and to learn. But in other words, if one is quite comfortable without it, so one can be quite comfortable without it. This is all. This is all, again, it's all in the Zohar, and this is what we call Torah Sa'ari. I mean, we find it hard, at least I find it hard, to understand how Jews worship the Kadosh Baruch Hu before the Ari. And, namely, you come to shul on Friday night, you daven mincha, and then there'd be a drasha, and then you'd say Baruch Hu, and you daven ma'ariv, and you go home, and you'd eat a meal, and you'd say ritzei. Right? And it was Kabbalah Shabbos, that's the Ari. It's Miros Shabbos, that's the Ari. What we call Shabbos, what gives Shabbos its oneg, what gives Shabbos its no matter where you daven, whether you daven in the Beis Medrash or Karbach Minyan, even in Reuben Hall. In other words, wherever you're going to daven, you're going to have a Kabbalah Shabbos. It's something that makes Shabbos unique. All of that is from the time of the Ari. So the Ari introduced into mitzvos also after a classic Hinei Yimuchan HaMezuman. I'm well aware that the Noda Yehuda wasn't thrilled with it, but he introduced also L'Shem Yuchad Kud Shebrichu. And just on a very, very basic plane that I think Noda Yehuda would not be upset about, in other words, what the L'Shem Yichud tries to do is Yichud. It's parallel to the Kegavna that's found in the beginning of the end of Kabbalah Shabbos, to understand that it's all yichud, everything is bound together. We bind together kudsha with brichu. That's already nefesh hachayim, that we bring together the transcendent with the immanent. We connect kudsha brichu ushchinte. We connect the kudsha brichu that we just connected, and now we bring in the shchinte, which represents the connection to Klal Yisrael. We connect the dechilu and the rechimu, the yira and the ahava. We connect the yudke with the vavke, olam hazeh and olam haba, and we end off b'shem kol Yisrael. B'shem kol Yisrael is really the tachlis of all of the connections. That the whole purpose of the bria is tikkun ha'olam and tikkun atzmi, and we can only do that if there's a concept of klal Yisrael. No Jew can do all mitzvos. Kohanim have their mitzvos, Leviim have their mitzvos. There are mitzvos that are only applied in the time of the mikdash. And so B'Shem Kol Yisrael brings together, sets the stage for the chibur of Klal Yisrael in order that we're able to link into the mitzvos of Klal Yisrael in all generations. The makar for all of these chiburim is already found in the Radvaz. The Radvaz was a Talmud of... No, the Radvaz was the Rebbe of Rav Bezalel Ashkenazi, and Rav Bezalel Ashkenazi was the Rebbe of the Ari. And the Radvaz in Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam talks about the power of Horas Shah, that there's a possibility of Chazal being more not to do a mitzvah at a certain point in time, or allow an Aveir at a certain point of time. So over there in Perek Beis, Hilchos Mamrim, Hilchos Dalet, the Rambam gives a mashal, kamo harofe chotech yado raglo shelzeh kedei sheyichye kulo. That Hora Hashah is a concept of amputation. Sometimes that the patient should live, you have to amputate. Bizman min hazmanim lavor miksas mitzvos lefi shah. So over there, the Radvaz points out that ein hamashal hazeh tzodek ela im kein onu roim es kol Yisrael ki ilu heim guf echad. Even though we look around, everyone appears to have a different body. We all share a neshama. And then the mitzvos are guf echad, and then the bezin can be mevatel. Namely, that one has to have these kiburim in order to be able to understand who Klal Yisrael are, and this is that. You know, simply the concept of the L'Shem Yichud, bringing all of these concepts together, and this is, you know, really the core of Torah Sasod. The Gemara in Gittin, Rav Shimon bar Yochai reveals who he was. Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, and he points out that V'chein Amar Rav Shimon l'talmidav banai shanu midosai. I'm telling you that you should look at my midos, not because my midot are the ideal. Midosai trumot mi trumot midosav shel Rabbi Akiva. There are thousands of the midos of Rabbi Akiva, and therefore look at my midos to sort of get a glimpse of Rabbi Akiva. What is Rashi? Bechartim utramtim, that I put, you know, it's my midos are like a sieve, mitoch ikare mishnosav shel Rabbi Akiva, breira achar breira. And then you get a sense of who Rabbi Akiva was. But who Rabbi Akiva was is Shir HaShirim, Kodesh Kodeshim. Who Rabbi Akiva was is Bonai. Bonai. Bonim atem Hashem Elokechem. Who Rabbi Akiva was? Ashrechim Yisrael, lufnei mi atem mitarim mitareschem, avichem shebashamayim. It's according to Rabbi Akiva, created the love story. Created. He stressed, again, Torah Sasod comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah Sasod was Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, comes from Sinai. But the question is where one puts the stress. And Rabbi Akiva put the stress on the relationship between a father and a son. Gemara in Tainis points out that when there was an Atziras Geshamim, Rav Elazar went before the Amud Velo Yordu Geshamim, Yord Rabbi Akiva Amar Avinu Malkeinu. Not Malkeinu Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu Miyad Na'ana. Another of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva was Rav Meir. Rav Meir held that the concept of Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, Ben Kachu Ben Kach, whether Osim Ritzono Shamakom or Lo Osim Ritzono Shamakom, Kruyim Banim. And this is the Masoris of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that he ran away from the culture of the Roman culture, where Kol Ma'ashasu Asu La'atzman, that they were totally Nagua, and he represented Bitul Hayesh, totally destroying or negating his ego. And when you reach such a point of totally negating your ego, then there's room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one's world, and then one can uncover a totally different level of reality, and one sees Jews differently. One sees a zaken with hadasim, zohar v'shamar. One appreciates the tzelem Elokim in each and every Jew. And that is, you know, it's in terms of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer in the world of Sphira is Hod de Behod, the Sphira of Aharon HaKohen, Ohev Shalom v'Rodev Shalom, that Hod Shebehod in the world of the Sphiros is that the emanation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu hits even the lowest of the lowest, that every Jew, every single Jew, is included in the Ahava of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew is accepted, and that will come to a little while in terms of what Meiron represents. But what Shimon bar Yochai said, that in his days, lo nirata keshes ba'anan, that he was able to turn the entire world into one big midas harachamim. He was able, in other words, that there wasn't, he was able to overcome totally midas hadin. Yochalani liftores kol ha'olam kulo min hadin. That's the Gemara in Sukkah, no? In Daf Mem Hei. In other words, where he speaks about bonai shanu midosai. This was who Rav Shimon bar Yochai what he represented, and this is what Torah Sasod very, very much represents. To a large degree, this is what is, without knowing it, when people light Medurot, what they are trying to link into subconsciously would be that underlying reality on which Rav Shimon bar Yochai lived, in which the Eish would represent that spiritual energy. Zohar itself is light, Zohar Lateva and Zohar, and the fact that this would become a Ner Neshama to try and link into Rav Shimon bar Yochai via the Eish. And the going to Meiron is a sense of feeling part of Klal Yisrael with Klal Yisrael, that a Jew feels that no matter what he views, how he views that Kosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol should relate to him, given all the skeletons we have in our closets, But when we're connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only sees that which is the ahava that we feel towards him and the ahava that he feels towards us, and we're able to link into that sense of klal, that sense of that, you know, one looks around and one sees a neshama and a neshama and another neshama. And even though the gufim are showing him, very, very, very showing him, but the feeling is that the neshama is all one, and that this is part of me, and that there were all, everyone who was there is there for the same reason of wanting to, at least one day a year, to link into it to the greatest degree that he can, to the deepest level that he can. But is it necessary? No. Nope. In other words, it's a question of a perspective. Perspectives one could have wherever one may be. But again, because this Torah Sasod, in other words, is that which is really Mekubo, Misinai, and then Via Rishon Bar Yochai, one finds the same thing if one looks then back into the Ramban and Chumash, without going through all the Rambans that deal with Torah Sasod. But there is a classic Ramban in Parshas Emor that talks about the world of Sfira Sa'omer, and talks about the world of Sfira Sa'omer as being a Chol HaMoed between the first day of Yom Tov, named Pesach, and the last day of Yom Tov, namely Shavuos. And this entire Ramban is built not in the world of between Pesach and Shavuos, but it's built in the Ramban deals with it in which the eighth day of Sukkot, B'Yom HaShmini, Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem, Komalechas Avodah Losatu, it fits into the world of Atzeres. Now, that we're saying that just as Shmini Atzeres is an Atzeres connected by Chol HaMoed to the first day of Yom Tov, so also Shavuos is an Atzeres connected by a long Chol HaMoed to the first day of Yom Tov to Pesach. The Torah never speaks about Shavuos as being an Atzeres. To speak about Shavuos as being an Atzeres, we find in Torah Sheba'al Peh. In other words, Torah Sheba'al Peh only speaks about Shavuos as being an Atzeres. But this all stemmed from Torah Sasod, that in Torah Sasod, this is the concept of Atzeres. So I'll just read you two lines from that Ramban. It's the Ramban in Vayikra Perakuf Gimel Pasuk Amid Vav, Atzeresi. First he quotes Rashi, says, okay, Rashi is the Medrash, right? Koshalai Predaschem. The Divrei Agada, the story. Valderech HaEmes, to understand what is Shavuos, and to understand what is Sfira, and then why is Lag VaOmer in the middle of Sfira, Valderech HaEmes, ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem es haShamayim ve'esa aretz, v'yom hashvi'i hu Shabbat, that in terms of this world, we have 6 days of Asiya, 7 is considered to be a Shleimus of Olam Hazeh, however, Ein Lo Ben Zug. The numbers should go, a true Shlemus should be a Zug. 8 should be a Shlemus, not 7. Uknesis Yisrael, Hibas Zugo. Knesis Yisrael connects Olam Hazeh with Olam Haba. Knesis Yisrael creates the 8. And that is the Atzeres. The Hinei Hi Hashminis Atzeres Hi Sham Ne'etzar HaKol. That's it. That's everything that was created. The moment you hit Knesset Yisrael, you hit into Shekhinah. You hit into Olam Haba. And then Shabbos becomes a Me'ein Olam Haba. That Shabbos can conclude the 6 days. Shabbos could be the Sheva that concludes the 6. And Shabbos could be the Me'ein Olam Haba that connects the 7 that connects with the 8. But we're the 8. And if this is true in terms of Sukkot, Kalvachomer Menoshal Kalvachomer, when we move to the world of Atzeres, of Matan Torah, Herem as Isho HaGadol, Advarim Shema Mitoch HaEsh, the connection of Klal Yisrael and Kudsha Brichu, Atohar Esa Ladas, therefore, Yikur Oseinu B'chol Makom Chagashavuos Atzeres. So, in order to be, and therefore he speaks about the fact how Shmini Atzeres is on one hand a regular B'fnei Atzmo, there's a din of Olam Haba, it has its own structure, but it's also, you can still bring Tashlumin of the Chagiga of Sukkot on Shmini Atzeres, that it represents also the Me'ein Olam Haba, the connection to the 7. When I reach such a Ramban, so I say, okay, so I look in Rabbeinu Bachaya and see how he takes the Ramban and takes it one more stage to explain it to someone like myself. So there is no Rabbeinu Bachaya on this Pasuk in Vayikra, it's Torah Sasod. So I looked for it, so it's found in the Kara Kemach of Rabbeinu Bechaya, but it's also found in Rabbeinu Bechaya on Parshas Pinchas, where also we have the concept of Atzeres relating to Bayom HaShmini Atzeres Tiyelachem. We have, in terms of Shmini Atzeres. So over there, he brings the Pshat, and he brings the Medrash of Rashi, and there he says, well, Derech HaKabbalah, Atzeres, Zo Knesset Yisrael, Shom Ne'etzer HaKol, and takes it one step further, V'hu Lashon Malchut, that the concept of Yoresh Etzer is a concept of Malchus, Ze Ya'atzor Ba'ami. That's the way that that the Shoftim are introduced. We're dealing with the world of Malchus. Malchus in the world of the Sphiros is Les Le'migar Me'klal. It's a sphere of reflection. It doesn't have its own character, but it reflects everything else. Klal Yisrael reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Hashem HaKol Ne'etzar. The Klal Yisrael represent the Malchus. They represent the Shechina. That's the world of Shavuos. In other words, in terms of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Torah, that this is the classic Atzeres. And all of this Atzeres is led up to, as the Ramban classically points out, by a Chol HaMoed. But this Chol HaMoed is a Sphira. And what does it mean, a Sphira? Al Sphira Sa'omer. We don't count Omer, right? We count days. But the world Omer, we know, in the world of Shabbos, there's a Malacha called Imur, that we gather days. There's a gathering of days. The gathering of days is working up to Shavuos, as we all know. So we have the gathering of days in terms of Memtes Drachim, that one can be Mekabel, the Torah. We have a world of Sphiros, that we can work on our Midos of Chesed, Shebech Chesed, and Netzach Shebech Hod, v'chule, v'chule. And we have also a concept that the Arif points out, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned 50 times in the Torah. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is basically a Hakara of Elohim. Elohim, the letters of Elohim, are Mi Ela, that you have, looking at the world, be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and that one can work one's way up in 50 different manners of connecting to Elohim via Sfiras HaOmer. But the Sfira is basically divided into two parts. Usually we speak about it as Lev Tov, right, 32 days, and then 17 days, with the junction being Lag BaOmer, that's moving from one to the other. However, Moshe Shapiro Zatzal pointed out that we have a piyut on Shabbos, Tov Yatzar, Kavod Lishmo, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Tov. Tov is the goal. Vayara Elokim Ki Tov. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world in order that everything should be Tov. It should be Tov Ma'od. And that's our goal. But the means to that end, Tov Yatzar, Kavod Lishmo. The means to that end is Kavod. Kavod is 32. The means to, you know, is that you have within Sphira, you have the means for 32 days, and then you have the goal for 17 days. The kavod has to be a kavod shamayim. The kavod has to be a kavod haTorah. That's what you should be working on. And the kavod havrios. Tamidi Rabbi Akiva, that was the chisaron. They died during those days of that should have been the preparation for the kavod. The lag is the tikkun. The lag is when Rabbi Akiva went and he gave smicha to five chachamim, five tamidim shebedarom. That was to restart, you know, to restart the process of kavod that would lead to a tov. So Lag BaOmer is a day that has many, many levels of meaning in the world of Torah Sasod. It could have been the day of the smicha. It could be the day that he died. According to Chasam Sofer, it was the day that the mon began to fall. So what is the mon, if not an intersection of Shemayim Va'aretz, Lechem Abirim, to point out to Klal Yisrael that they basically are neshamos, that they basically are have a tzad ruchani, and with that, you know, they're going to be ma'achid, the worlds. Everything sort of links in together within this world. So what I tried to do, a regal achas, looking back over the last 40 minutes, is to give you a sense of the concept of Torah Tasod, and a sense of who was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and who was Rabbi Akiva, a sense of what Meiron is, and a sense of why Lag BaOmer. I am not coming to tell you that you should go to Meron. If there are those of you who are planning on going, I would just warn you that, like in everything in this world, there is a klipa and there's a neshama. And the klipa in Meron is huge. That you, a person can get, it's a carnival in which a Pinocchio can go all the wrong directions. And that the ikar is to try and work one's way beyond the external, beyond the carnival, to the neshamas that are going, either consciously or unconsciously or subconsciously, to link in, not with Rishim Bar Yochai, to link in with HaKadosh Baruch Hu via or together with or with the model of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai as a Melitz Yosher for Klal Yisrael. Again, there's much more to be said, but we'll leave it at that.
Thank you.